God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
You sound so good, I have to hear it again. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Oh, praise God. This is awesome. What a gorgeous day. When I woke up this morning, the sun was just peeking above the horizon, and it was just, I knew right then and there it was going to be a blessed day. Amen. We welcome you to worship this morning here at First Church, First United Methodist Church. And those of you listening on the radio, we welcome you as well. This is a gorgeous day, both in weather and the fact that we are up and around and ready to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we welcome you today. If you're visiting with us, you know what? I believe that you have picked just an awesome church to worship with. The people here are amazing, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that when our youth speak later on. But the people in this church are amazing, and we put out a special welcome for you for being here today. Now, when the registration pads are passed out, I want you to put your name, address, and telephone number. And those who worship regularly, if you would be a good example to those who are visiting, and our visitors, if you would please put your name, address, telephone number, a way for us to contact you and say thank you so much for worshiping with us today. They're being passed out right now, and if you would take those. If you would also get out some inserts and the announcement sheet. We do have a preschool summer fundraiser that is on the board. It's not one of the inserts, but it is in the announcements. And they're doing a summer fundraiser. Packages of 8 note cards are being sold each Sunday in the narthex, which is the entryway, for $8, or come by the office. Each card has a design by one of our preschoolers. So make sure you come by and support the preschool, which is tripling in size this year, by the way. Praise God. Amen. Yes, tripling in size this year, so they are doing that fundraiser to help support that ministry. If you would get out your announcement sheet, right after this worship service is Lunch Bunch. And for those that don't know, this serves twofold. For instance, if the Dirks family were to go out to lunch, it would cost us about $40 to eat. This church has Lunch Bunch, and we ask for $5 per person or $15 per family. And if you want to give more, that's great, but we ask for $15 to support the ministry. And what that money goes to is to support our apportionments, which is the United Methodist way of giving missions around the world. And what you're going to see what these youth were able to do this last week was all the stuff that they used was bought through our apportionment system. So that's what this Lunch Bunch, other than the fellowship, is designed to do, help us pay our apportionments. So. Also tonight at 6 o'clock, Free Men and a Melody will be here. We're going to be singing. That's my quartet. Well, no, it's not my quartet, but I am a part of the quartet that we'll be singing. And we'll be going to Nashville for the international competition there. That's all this next week. And we have been trying to get the quartet here for a year now. And praise God, we're... you may not praise God after you hear us. I don't know. But... Anyway, they will be singing tonight. If you can be here a little early, those of you who wouldn't mind helping, you know, there may just be 20 people here. But I've been warned that that is not the case. And if you can be here a little early to help me out with greeting in the parking lot and greeters here in the entryway, and the youth are going to be helping out with that as well, that would be awesome because my mind will probably be elsewhere at that point. Remember, next week is Warm House Sunday, the first Sunday of every month. Is Warm House Sunday, and we'll have that big barrel sitting out back here. If you'll bring your non-perishable food items and put them in that barrel next week, of course, they'll take it anytime, but we're lifting up the first Sunday of the month as a special Sunday. Don't forget also, July 13th, if you normally attend the early service, it is going to be at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. is when that's starting. I was going to tell you the current time, but I thought that might confuse the situation. So it's beginning July 13th. It's going to start at 8 a.m. after the Ag Council voted on that. And that will be an experimental time until school starts to see how it's going. And we will make a decision at that point. Later on, this purple insert, Brad is going to be lifting up, so keep that handy. We have a lot of stuff going on. Vacation Bible School. Make sure you take that out and look at it and read it. A lot going on, folks. This is a blessed church. And just know that God is blessing this congregation and this church community and changing the lives of people in this community. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
I know I kind of surprised you there, but I wasn't very enthusiastic.